File 5, Listening 2.
As part of International Explorers Week, I have a young man in the studio today who's going to talk about the British explorer Sir Ranulph Fiennes. Now, Joe, I know that Sir Ranulph's one of your heroes, and you've also just completed a study of him and his achievements for your geography course. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I really admire him, and that's why I wanted to do my project on him. I think he's amazing because he's achieved so much.
So, tell me more about that.
Well, he has courage, and he doesn't give up easily.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't reach the top of Everest the first time he tried because he had a heart attack.
Oh.
In fact, he attempted it 3 times before he made it. The second time didn't work out because he was just so exhausted.
Huh. I didn't know that. Does he have any fears at all?
Oh, he's actually afraid of all sorts of things. I know he's not thrilled about very cold weather, which is strange if you want to climb Everest. He also had a bit of a thing about getting lost up there and never being found.
Oh.
And the thing that worried him most, apparently, was his fear of heights. He's had that since he was little.
So, an amazing achievement considering that. Has he ever spoken about the view from the top?
Yes, I remember talking about that. He said that it was like something from a fairy tale. He felt he could practically reach out and feel the clouds, and that there were what looked like millions of stars in the sky.
Oh.
And apparently the moon looked magical, shining just above the clouds.
Mm, that does sound amazing. I wonder how he felt when he did reach the top.
You'd think that most people would be so glad to have made it, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Or they'd just feel really proud of what they'd done. He had so many problems, though. Health issues, I mean. He just felt awful and couldn't wait to get back down.
Huh. So does that mean that he didn't actually do anything up there at the top after all that hard work?
Oh, no. He had to send reports back to various people, obviously, and he had the flag of the charity he works for with him. He wanted to put that down and get photos of it, and they were able to do that. They wanted to get photos of lots of other things they had taken with them as well, but the weather was against them, so that didn't happen.
Hmm, I see. Well, Joe, unfortunately, we're out of time, so we'll have to end there. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks.